This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. To U.S. policy on immigration going forward after the Supreme Court last week determined that the Biden administration can reverse a program from the Trump era requiring asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. Most of those waiting for U.S. courts to review their applications were from Central and South America. Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the Supreme Court's ruling in Biden versus Texas addressed a legal problem, not a political one. Stephen Yale Lair teaches immigration law at Cornell.
The court recognized that this is really part of a bigger political problem of not enough funding for our broken immigration system.
The idea behind the Remain in Mexico policy was to discourage immigration. It also meant border states wouldn't have to process and house as many migrants. But that forced thousands of people, including those with valid asylum claims, into dangerous conditions at the Mexican border. Avidan Cover teaches human rights law at Case Western Reserve University. He says the Biden administration has to replace Remain in Mexico with something.
Whatever the mandate is to detain individuals, if there isn't sufficient funding to ensure that there are both sufficient capacity and, of course, humane capacity, then the executive branch needs to look for other options.
The Department of Homeland Security processed more than 670,000 people last year along the southern border. It only had the capacity to detain about 34,000. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.